Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hour number two here on a Tuesday afternoon, brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. Midday show with Andy and Randy, broadcasting live from Children's Healthcare of Atlanta, the Ryan Seacrest Studios, where we got a chance to broadcast from last year as well. Just beautiful.
Yes.
Beautiful facility.
Yes. Yes.
Really,
yes.
Really nice. The people here are so wonderful and
yes.
Take such good care of us. And last year we were here a little bit earlier in the year. Now it being the holiday season, it's all decked out for
very
Christmas.
Very festive, bunk.
You know, I love a festive atmosphere.
Yes, we do understand that.
That's a nice looking tree right there.
Yeah, it's very
musical.
Yeah, I just noticed it. It got a lot of guitars and
it literally has a guitar on.
Yeah, and microphone.
Yeah.
And music notes. Yeah, very, very, very.
It,
I mean. This is studio, so you would think.
Yeah, it would make
music,
sense. Yeah, they probably have a lot of musical people in here, entertainers and stuff
right.
Come through. Makes sense.
Yeah, man.
If your tree was going to be decorated with, like, so Ryan Seacrest's thing is that,
uh-huh.
Right? If your tree was going to be decorated with your thing, what would be on it?
Our tree is.
Oh.
Our tree is
Bush red. Cans?
No.
Yeah, that'd be funny.
That'd be great, but I'm a little classier around Christmas.
Right,
yeah,
sure.
If you were, yeah.
Like, I'm saying get, like, a little one in the basement just for you.
Oh, hell no.
Why not?
No, that's just, you know what? That's too much, dude. I just got her away from the double Christmas tree, dog. All right? One is enough. All right?
Yeah.
It is very beautiful now. Before Christmas gets here, all the ornaments that are the height of a three-year-old are going to be gone.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, because this dude, he's
going to clear them
he
out.
Takes the ornaments and I don't know where he puts them in his ball pit. But other than that, I don't know where I got them out of bed this morning. They were under the covers. You know, and so by the time, because we do that, you know, oh God, and I forgot the name of she was talking about today. The thing where it's a chest and it has each day you pull out the drawer and there's a new thing in
oh,
it.
Oh, like an advent calendar?
Advent calendar. We have an advent calendar, right? And so we got it when we first moved in the house. Samson was five. Cool. Samson's little, you know, he's still a 5-year-old, but you can count on him. So this morning, yesterday, she's like, where is it? I'm like, I don't know. I do know where it is, but I'm not telling her. But, so she wants to do it for Sebastian. I was like, for that guy? Do you know how destructive this little dude is?
He's going to do all 25 drawers.
He's going to pull
in
it
one
all,
day.
He's going to just keep going. Like, no. And so eventually, as always, she gets away. And so I go get the thing. And right on daggone cue this morning, put a little thing in there. Because we missed yesterday. Start the day. Right on cue. Pulling all the drawers. Like, yeah. Doing that? His name's Bash.
Yeah.
Okay? His name is Bash.
Yeah, you kind of named him knowing what the thing was going to be.
His name is Bash.
That's funny.
Yeah, so. Yeah,
yeah, but, we're back to two trees this year.
Yeah, no, we got those sprouts like, babe.
Yeah, two trees. And by the way, like, you've been to our house. It's a lovely house.
Beautiful.
It's not the biggest house. Trees are 8 feet away from each other. Like, you know, like, we got a living room, we got a dining room, we got a kitchen, and then the bedrooms are in the back.
Right.
Like, there's not a ton of space
right.
for all that stuff.
Right.
Yeah, so there's one there in the living room, then there's one there in the dining room.
Yeah.
If you, like, you probably, with your wingspan, you could probably touch them. You could probably touch both trees.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I got out the two-tree thing. That's great. So, I'm winning these slow battles when it comes to this time of year. You know, and I think that's any husband or father, if we can take the slightest win around this time, it's all we need, man. That's all we need. Just some appreciation, damn it. That's it. That's all we want. We don't want to have to buy everything, which we are. We just want, you know, and the crazy thing is the Christmas thing. And you got, you know, I have older kids, and I didn't say send me your list. I said, what are you thinking about? What you want? Because usually I get them cash, and I get them a couple things. But these lists, I'm like, my daughter, like, Lulu, Lemon, and all kind of – I'm just like, babe, I just bought y'all AirPods last year. Well, you got – there's a newer updated version of these things. Do they still play the same?
Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
What?
Yes, my wife wants a robot.
A robot?
Yes, my wife wants a robot.
Why?
I don't know, Andy.
For what?
I don't know.
Huh.
That's what, yeah, she wants a robot.
Don't do that.
Dude.
Don't let the robot – the robots are trying to take over.
Dude.
Don't do it.
If I don't do it, she going to do it.
Oh, dude, I don't
yeah.
know, man. I'm worried.
Oh, it's going to be
that
a robot.
Robot's going to attack there's, you in your
there's going to be a robot in the McMichael household.
Oh, man.
I'm just letting you know. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, dog.
Have a bucket of water
again,
next to your bed.
Again,
just in little, case you need to electrocute.
Little victories so you can get yourself kicked in the groin.
Little victories. One Christmas tree, but we have a robot.
Yeah. So,
Man, I don't know. I'm weary of that. I don't need robots.
Look at me and my woman while we sleep.
Exactly. Exactly. And like some weirdo hacks it, you know and he's looking at you.
Dude.
I don't know.
Yeah, man.
I'll tell you who's terrified of cameras is my daughter. Like any camera. She's like, what's that? What are they looking at? Who's watching us? I was like, nobody.
Yeah.
I don't think. She doesn't like smoke alarms. She's like, why do we got smoke alarms in every room? I was like, well, for safety.
Exactly.
She was like, yeah, but are people watching us? It's like, no, nobody's watching. What are you worried about?
What are you
about?
Watching?
Yeah, what do you think? What
exactly. did they teach you at school?
Like, what's Bluey teaching
yeah,
you?
Yeah, man.
Like,
what's going on at school?
Now, again, I'm a little, you know, I'm a little leery of surveillance as
right,
well. I think
right.
they might be, yeah, they might be watching us.
Right.
But in fact, they are watching us. But I was like, I don't know. What's she worried about?
Right.
What are you up to? What are you doing in your room that you don't want people seeing?
That's what it seemed like. That's what it seemed like. Like she running an illegal gambling ring or something.
Yeah, man.
They're asleep. Jack.
Is that a camera or is that a fire alarm? Smoke alarm. I don't know. I think it's a smoke detector. Okay, good.
Oh, yeah,
yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
she's worried.
Yeah, man.
You're like a conspiracy theorist 5-year-old.
Hey.
It's pretty great.
That's pretty funny.
All right. Let's get to an NFL note.
What are they recording over there?
Who's watching us? Nobody. All right. So the Patriots won again. They've won 10 straight games. They beat the hell out of the Giants last night on Monday Night Football, 33-15. The score doesn't tell the truth because it was 30-7 at halftime, and they could have put 50 on them if they wanted to. Patriots are playing some great football. They're very, very hot. Falcons hung with them a couple weeks ago, but they're playing well. Jackson Dart played quarterback for the Giants last night, got smacked around like he always does,
yep.
And then after the game said, "That's how I play." Here he is.
Look, I'm going to keep playing aggressive. You know, hopefully everybody can take a second to watch my tape going back to high school.
You're not in high school anymore, idiot.
Like, I play the game aggressively. I took one hit that people are talking about. I slid. Got out of the way of a lot of hits, so I appreciate people, you know, wanting to, you know, me to be healthy and all that stuff, and I want to be healthy too, but I play this game aggressive, so I'm not going to just change how I play the game.
Okay.
Aggressive is throwing in the tight windows.
Right.
Aggressive ain't getting your head beat in, all right? The defensive linemen were the same size as you in high school, bud.
Or smaller.
Bud.
Yeah,
right. These guys outweigh you by 100 pounds and are as fast as you are.
Yeah.
All right, and they're arriving with bad intentions. You're not going to run them over.
Yeah. The other thing, too, is like
goodness.
The play everybody's talking about last night, like the exact same result would have happened if he would have just gone out of bounds.
All he did was go out of bounds.
He didn't get any extra yards.
Yes.
He didn't score a touchdown. There was no like aggressive benefit of
beat
that.
In.
He just got smoked like he always does, and he's already missed time this year because he plays
yes.
like that. So
this dude,
yeah,
was,
man,
this dude
know.
Went to the blue tent three of his first four starts.
Yeah. Yes. And they got in trouble because they went in there and pulled
yes.
him out.
Yes.
They're like, he's fine.
Whatever.
I don't think
man.
He is. I
Whatever.
Think he's probably banged up a little bit. Justin Herbert, Chargers quarterback, had hand surgery on Monday.
Yeah.
I would assume on this.
Yes, it's all left hand.
Left hand.
Yes, left hand.
He says he's going to play this week.
Yeah, they got a big game this week, man.
Who they got?
I think they got the Eagles this week.
Okay.
Yeah, I think don't quote me. I think they got the Eagles this week.
I'll look
but
up.
I'm just saying, like, yeah, when you look at, you know, like Aaron Rodgers is old, but Aaron Rodgers, you could tell that hand was bothering him and things like that. I don't know if it's the same procedure or whatever, but, I mean.
You're right. They've got the Eagles on Monday Night Football.
And so I think, that, you know, the biggest thing with him is the comfort part about it. The offs. things like that, you know. And so is he going to be able to do all that? But obviously getting it done now, you're getting status known by Monday. You got the extra day.
Yeah, he's got an extra day. Yeah. So, and again, it's his offhand.
Yeah.
We saw how that worked out for Aaron Rodgers. What did we want to hear from next? We're going to hear from Andy Reid talking about what they need to do in order to make the playoffs.
We're going to go after you every game. And, you know, that's how we roll. We're going to try to tickle your tonsils on every play.
What?
Every game. And but that's the attitude that we're coming in with. And then you let the chips fall where they may.
That's not a phrase
people say. That's not a phrase people say in football.
I mean,
I know what profession they say it.
What?
Okay.
What profession?
We're around the babies, Andy. We're around the
but
babies.
Even, I guess I'm not around that many of those folks.
Yeah, we're around the babies. All right, so we're not going to go there.
Are we talking about dentists?
If you want to call it that. They have those scenes, too. But I think that,
oral surgeons?
I'll tell you this, again.
Uh-huh, I know.
But
too far. My bad. My bad, Choa.
I think that they better not get in because I don't trust the Colts.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. I don't trust the Broncos.
Yeah.
I don't trust the Patriots.
Yeah.
I trust that team because they got that guy.
Yeah, yeah. No, I agree. Yes. It's such a weird year right now.
Yes.
Especially in the AFC where all the teams that kind of, I don't want to say traditionally, but over the last, I mean the Chiefs traditionally, but over the last 3 to 5 years have been kind of the best in that conference are flawed. I mean, the Bills are 8-4.
But they got that guy.
They do. The Ravens are 6-6.
But
and
they
Lamar. No, they have Lamar back, but he's not playing the same.
Yeah.
And obviously the Chiefs are 6-6 as well, staring up at two teams in front of them. But yeah, I mean, again, if they sneak into the playoffs and you have them in the first round, are you feeling good about that?
I
wouldn't be.
I wouldn't be.
I wouldn't be feeling good about that.
I wouldn't
but
be.
It also just kind of feels like that's what this year is.
Yes.
Like,
it's weird.
Who's the I think we kind of felt like the Rams were the best, and then they got beat by the Panthers on Sunday.
So and now the Bears are the first seed.
It feels
ain't no way I'm trusting the Bears.
Oh, absolutely not. Like, it just feels like such a wide-open – anybody could kind of get healthy and hot
it does
in the postseason and win a Super Bowl.
That's why
year.
I believe in Pat Robinson over everybody.
Yeah.
If
they could stay
home of Eagles OC Kevin Petrullo reported egged and vandalized. Are you serious?
Yeah, they egged his house because they don't like his play calling.
Well, I'll tell you this, dude. You remember how I was saying, talking about those dorks that were at the airport? Thank you, Lane. You're leaving my school. Those people go in that same category.
Yeah, those are the similar.
No, they ain't no similar. Yeah. They're all in that same trash.
That's
I'm sorry. I got to say it. Trash ass can people.
There's nobody in here right now.
Okay. But I'm just saying.
Kids aren't coming in
that
for
is,
about
that
half
is,
an hour.
You are a pathetic human being. If you go egg somebody's house because of a game.
You're taking it too seriously.
You're taking it too damn serious. You need to get a life. Yeah. Those are people with no life.
Hey, I'll give Falcons fans credit for this.
What?
Zach Robinson's house hasn't been egged, so that's good.
Man, because they got class.
We got class here, you know?
No class.
It's not going great, but we're being classy
class.
About it.
What a classy human being. Whatever.
I got a laugh from somebody I didn't expect to get a laugh from on that one.
Yeah, they never played a game or down in your life, but you egg somebody's house.
Yeah.
Loser.
Throwing it with your, right foot forward, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. They close the refrigerator over their hips.
Definitely, without question. There's no doubt about it. We'll get to the college football corner coming up next. A big recruit decided to go to a different school. Shocking.
No!
Can you believe it? A high school student changed his mind.
Okay.
We'll tell you who it is next on Sports.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here Tuesday afternoon. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate.
Play, of course you like.
Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Broadcasted live from Children's Healthcare of Atlanta in about 20 minutes from right now. Davion is going to sit down with us. He's a 13-year-old big sports fan, and he's going to help us interview Lenny Craig, kicker from Germany. And Nathan Carter as well. A few members of the Falcons rookie class are here at Children's Healthcare of Atlanta today for a great holiday event, and we get a chance to talk to a couple of the kids and a couple of the players and all that good stuff. And so that's coming up in 20 minutes, and then again at 1:40.
Yeah, well. That's gonna be a lot of fun, man. Gonna be like the Falcon players are pulling up. You see DB, my man Fernando is here. He does all the player. He's like the player, not personnel guy, but like the liaison for the players. So he's here with the guys. So, yeah, we should be getting started here in a little bit, man. But the big news, obviously, just came out that – what's his name?
Jared Curtis.
Him. He was the number one quarterback in this class. Mm-hmm. Had committed to Georgia.
That's right.
And then Vanderbilt was snooping around because he's from Nashville.
Yep.
Obviously, they're having their best year. Yep. Diego Pavia and everything like that. So, got involved. Like, I said this a month ago. I said he's not going to Georgia.
Yeah.
I kept saying, it's like, he's not coming to Georgia. Why would he come to Georgia? He's not going to play. I'm not saying that because he's not here. Gunnar Stockton's going to be Georgia's quarterback next year.
Yeah, I mean, it felt like this is the direction it was headed for a while now. And again, like,
good for him.
Vanderbilt's got more money in their program than they have and more acclaim and all that. Looks. I mean, they may very well go to the playoff with their 10-2 record, and Pavia probably going to New York for the Heisman ceremony. Like, so you got to capitalize on
this
moment.
It's a lot of juice
and
around
good
the program.
For them for doing that.
Yeah, good for them. And then, I mean,
he also might start next year for them.
And he probably will start. He's a Nashville kid and everything like that. But, yeah, and I'm sure they gave him a nice package to come and all that.
Sure they did.
But he wasn't going to play at Georgia.
Not next year.
That's why when everybody's like, oh, Randall, I'm like.
Yeah.
I'm like, huh?
And that's the thing. It's going to be very hard to get the five-star quarterback out of high school and expect them to come in and sit for a year or two. They're not going to do it.
They're not going to do it. And to piggyback on what you said, if you think this is the downfall, that we lost out on Arch. We lost out on five star.
Oh,
we don't. We get them. We lose them.
We've got to be to the point now where we're like, Kirby's going to figure it out.
Figure it out.
Like, because I know the narrative persists amongst. I don't know if there are people that are Georgia fans that maybe whatever or not. I don't know, but like that Kirby can't manage the quarterback situation.
We've been all right, right?
Yeah. I mean, they've been pretty good. Pretty good. Again, they'll play for the SEC championship for the eighth time in his 10-year tenure at Georgia coming up on Saturday. And I realize they haven't won all of those games, but they've won a few of them, and they won last year, and they've got a chance to be SEC champions again on Saturday with Gunnar Stockton, who, I don't know, like – in September, there were a lot of people that thought couldn't do it, and they need to put in Puglisi and all of that. Now, it seems like Kirby knows he's doing.
He's all right.
I don't know.
But good for the kid, man. Good for the kid.
Yeah, sure.
And leave him alone.
Stay at home and all that.
And leave him alone.
Yeah.
Yeah, leave him the hell alone, man.
Does seem like it'd be pretty fun to be like a superstar college quarterback in Nashville.
Yeah, and especially because Vanderbilt – because I think Clark Lee's a dang good coach, man. And he just got extended by Vanderbilt and everything like that. But, I mean, he wants to play. Don't blame him. And I know for a fact that Kirby ain't tell him, Kirby probably ain't tell him you're going to compete for the start job. That you're going to compete.
Dude, if Gunnar Stockton's back next year, which he more than likely will be.
Yeah.
He's going to be the starting quarterback.
Yeah.
And by the way, like, that's a good thing.
Yes.
Because remember?
Yes.
This again, you know, people can fan how you want to fan. But like, remember when he was coming back after the national championship?
Yes.
And people were mad? They're like, oh, man.
Oh, man.
The national championship winning quarterback's coming back. All he can do is hurt the team and hurt his legacy.
That's what I said.
Or he could go undefeated, be a Heisman finalist, and win another national championship.
Just, that's what I said. I don't even know if this word is in the dictionary. The dumbnessness of people. The dumbnessness of people.
No, it isn't, but it's a good word.
Dumbnessness of people.
Yeah.
It's, what? Oh, my
I guess people are just always expecting the worst, right? Yeah. You're just expecting the worst thing to happen.
Yeah.
Anyway, the coaching carousel is not completely over at this point, but the dominoes have fallen, and a lot of these big jobs have been taken, obviously. The big one being Lane Kiffin leaving. Ole Miss in the midst of a playoff season to go to LSU, which, again, like, it just baffles my mind. Like, I know it shouldn't. I get over it, whatever. But, like, these dudes are going to play for a chance to win. They got to win four games to win the national championship, and you leave in the middle of it. You really got to think LSU's something to do that.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. I think LSU is a better job. It is. Call it what it is. It is. We laid out a lot of that last year. But, you know, I mean, Summerall's leaving. You know, there are other coaches who seem to have the possibility to be in the playoffs that are leaving. But this one here just stinks.
Yeah, but those aren't.
I understand what you're saying.
Those aren't the same.
But I just think that, you know what? Whatever. And it's all about what the players did, because it's still a good damn football team.
It is.
All right, they didn't lose any players. Now, they lost their offensive play caller and most of the offensive
staff.
That's a big deal.
It's a very big deal.
All right, and they're telling me that Joe Judge is supposed to do what?
That Joe Judge?
Yeah, that Joe Judge.
Really?
Yeah, that one.
Wow.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, that one.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah.
All right. Just let Trinidad call plays.
Why not?
You know?
Why not, man?
He's been balling.
Yeah,
let him decide what he wants
to
do.
It's pretty funny.
I don't know. Is it?
It's pretty funny.
What part of it is
funny? It's pretty funny.
What part?
That, you know, because, you know, that you have your best year ever.
That's not funny.
Yeah, no,
it sucks.
It's funny that they didn't expect this dude to do
Yeah, that. Okay, fair enough.
This is the second time.
You invited the vampire into the house.
This is the second time he leveraged y'all.
What do you think he was going to do?
This is the second time he's leveraged y'all.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
No, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true that you thought Lane was going to change for you.
Yeah.
And, yeah, all right.
Yeah.
Fair enough. Yeah. Fair enough.
That's
I understand that.
But, I mean, there's still – I mean, you look at the other jobs out there. We saw – we're talking about Fitzgerald. He's going to Michigan State.
Yeah.
Because I think it's a really good hire for
I
them.
I do, too, but I also think Jonathan Smith is a really good coach, and if they're not going to throw money at their roster, it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter, yeah. Exactly.
Fitzgerald, so I think Jonathan Smith's a
I'm
great
assuming
coach,
that he decided that, you know, you got to help me out with this thing, which is amazing to me. And the Arkansas thing, me and Samson were talking yesterday, and he was talking, and we were listening to the college football show on Sirius XM and Aaron Murray's show, and they were talking about, you know, the coach at Arkansas leaving Memphis and everything like that.
Ryan Silverfield.
Yeah, but he made a great point. Like, why don't they put money in that program?
I don't know.
All the money that Arkansas has, why won't you give money to the football team?
I don't know.
I mean,
because that's what everyone keeps telling me.
Yeah.
Whenever I'm like, Arkansas.
Yeah, they got Tyson money, and they got Walmart. They got Jerry Jones.
No, they don't.
They don't give them
the football team doesn't.
I was like, they don't give them any money?
Yeah, I mean, clearly not enough. You know what I mean? Like, with all of that money, you should be able to be a, you know, because it is what it is right now. Like, you can buy your way into it pretty quick. Look at Texas Tech.
Yeah.
Like, Texas Tech went from what they were to what they are in an offseason.
But Arkansas got three of them.
I think so. Yeah.
They got three of those guys.
Right. But again, unless they want to be a part of it, then it doesn't matter.
It's just a crazy thing. Kentucky, they're targeting. Because I don't know, is the Will Stein official? Because I know they were talking about interviewing Heartline for that job.
Yeah, I think I don't know if it's official, but it feels like that's what's going to happen.
Right.
So that's Oregon's offensive coordinator,
uh-huh.
right? It sounds very much like Oregon's defensive coordinator, Tosh Lapoy, is going to be the new Cal head coach.
Right.
And all the Cal people love that.
Yeah.
And he's been everywhere.
Yes.
Like, he even worked for the Falcons, I think,
Did he?
Years ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. He's been Alabama. Like, he's been a part of really good staffs. He's a great recruiter. I mean, he was Sark's kind of like go seal the deal recruiter when he was at Washington.
Oh, okay.
He was a bag man
okay.
when he was at Washington.
Okay.
But people love him. The
BYU coach at Penn State, now I know he's meeting last night. He met with
Kalani Sitake.
Yeah, he met with the football people at BYU, maybe sweeten the pot or something for him. Penn State's still out there. And I heard something very interesting. I'm not saying it was a question that was posed about one of the jobs that is open. You think Andrew Luck could take that and just make himself the head coach?
No, he hired Tavita Pritchard.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Tavita Pritchard.
I saw it this morning. I didn't realize they had hired somebody. But I was like,
That was something that I had thought about kind of along the process too. But Tavita Pritchard's a guy that was a quarterback there years ago, prior to Andrew Luck.
Yeah.
That like won one big game against USC or something. They upset him on like a Thursday night. But he's a Stanford guy, and Luck knows him. And I don't know. That program is so
bad.
So odd.
Yes.
Like
the school program is.
Oh, the school's great.
Yeah, school.
Obviously.
And then Stanford sports is awesome. They're always in for that whatever thing.
They're great at all the Olympic sports
and
all kinds of stuff like that. Yeah, but they've been good at football.
Yeah, I know.
Like, and not that long ago also.
Because they were beat the hell. They had a big physical team.
Yeah.
They want to run the football, and they will beat the hell out of you in the trenches.
Yeah, and there was some Stanford alum kicked a $50 million or $100 million towards them or something like that.
Yes.
So, like, they've got rich alum, too.
Yes.
You know what I
yes.
mean? They might not own chicken companies or whatever, but they've got money in the Stanford alumnus as
Are
well.
You
a, but,
do you donate to the NIL of Washington?
No.
Okay.
No. I don't.
Oh, okay. I was curious.
I don't have that kind of money.
You put $10 on it.
No, I'm not giving them $10.
Yeah, $10.
Nah, they got it.
Oh.
there's other people that'll take care of that for me.
Yeah, I can go to hell.
Yeah. Not you good. Donate to Georgia's NIL?
Hell no.
Yeah. I'm
I never
doing,
gave Georgia. Well, I guess,
not doing that.
Well, obviously, I get the money now because my daughter goes
sure,
there.
Sure.
But yeah, please.
Nah,
last money Georgia got out of me was for them damn parking tickets so I get my damn transcript. That was it. So I graduate.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was it. That was like
similar.
Yeah, that was about it.
I had to take a couple online classes the summer before I went to BU because I hadn't actually graduated yet.
Right.
Which, by the way, they charge the same for an online class as they do for regular class, which is BS.
Right.
It's not the same thing.
Right.
But anyway, I got my B+, so I was able to go to graduate school.
You got your
school.
B+.
Yeah.
There you
good.
Go.
Yeah, you know what? You get it.
There you go.
Pass.
Hey, guys, the world is coming to Atlanta this summer, and on Friday we will find out all the matchups for the world's best soccer nations and players. Sports Radio 99 The Game has a full day of coverage with me and Andy broadcasting live from the official Atlanta host committee draw party in the streets of Buckhead. And we in the streets.
Yeah, bring your jacket.
Bring your jacket because me and Andy going to be out in the streets shaking hands and all that other stuff, man. But Jason Longshore will be on at 6 p.m. for a special edition of Atlanta Soccer Tonight to break down all the matchups. It's all brought to you by McDonald's. Grab the Grinch meal from McDonald's and collect all the matching Grinch socks. That's this Friday, me and Andy being in Buckhead streets.
So we're broadcasting live from Children's Healthcare of Atlanta today. A couple Falcons players are going to join us next, but the star of the show, Davion, is going to join us as well.
Can't wait.
And help us interview these Falcons players. So don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday afternoon, broadcasting live from Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. We'll get back into the big story of the day in about 20 minutes from right now, and back into a couple different college football conversations as the show goes on. But we are here for a number of different reasons, but the main one is to hang out with our friends Davion and Liam. And Davion is on with us right now. A couple members of the Falcons are going to join us, Lenny Craig and Nathan Carter, in just a few minutes. But Davion's here with us. How are you?
Good.
Yeah, Davion is he's Mr. Cool right now. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's real cool. Yeah, he's like, I got this. I'm like, all right, you nervous? Nah, I got this, man. I got this. So that's cool right there, Davion. And you're 13 years old. You say, because I asked him, I was like, you love basketball, football. I said, who's your favorite football team?
Okay.
I don't got one. Well, who's your favorite football player? Who's your favorite athlete? Everybody done fell off. So I was like, well, Dave, like, hey, give me something. Give me something. Give me something. Do you have a favorite college football team?
Nope.
Are you in the market for one? Can we interest, can we pitch you on ours?
Maybe.
Because I went to the University of Washington, and it's a pretty good school. And they have a dog for a mascot, a husky dog.
Yes.
I don't know. And again, we're always open for new fans. If you want to be a, if you want to be a fan of the University of Washington, far away from here, but it's a pretty good school.
Well, you can't watch the show, Dave. Yeah.
I don't think I sold it.
I told you, Dave. People listening to you. Everybody's tuning in to hear you, my brother.
I just don't really care.
Yeah, okay, man. You got to figure something out, man, because we're about to get you to interview some players right now. You told me that you got your questions ready, but you didn't write them down, right?
I don't need to.
Exactly. That's what I'm talking about. So say it with your chest. We got some gentlemen here from the Atlanta Falcons that are here going to join us right now. Fellas, what's going on, man?
Hey.
How y'all doing, man?
Doing great. Thanks for having us.
Hey, thank you guys for being here. It's good to see you guys. We've got Nathan Carter and Lenny Craig sitting down with us here to hang out and talk some football and holiday season. You guys got your nice Christmas light necklaces on. Those are looking good.
Yeah.
How are you guys feeling?
Feel great. Got to get the voices ready, you know. Got a whole bunch of Christmas carols we're about to sing coming up, so we're excited.
Oh, the radio voices sounded pretty smooth.
I mean, that's awesome right there. That sounds like that could be some quiet storm.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good.
That sounds like that could be some old quiet storm right there. Now, obviously, in the middle of the week and everything, like, this is usually your day off. Guys get a chance to relax and things, but what is it about coming down here, like you said, to sing carols to these children? What does that mean to you like that?
Man, I think it's just special for us to be able to use our platform in this way. You know, like you're saying, this is our designated day off, and we could doing so much more than just sitting at home and watching TV shows and movies. You know, be able to give back to the community, especially with these kids who are going through such hard times. You know, I love what Coach Morris says in our meetings, is the things we go through is work adversity,
right?
You know, compared to the real true suffering adversity that other kids go through. So I think it's just amazing that we have the opportunity to give back to the community. This is such a beautiful holiday. I love it. You know?
Yeah.
So to give back as far as giving them gifts, which is our time. So
love it.
That's Falcons running back Nathan Carter, the voice of Nathan Carter. Going to get a chance to sing a little bit later.
Oh yeah.
Lenny Craig with us as well. Any you guys got like a go-to Christmas carol that you feel like is going to be the one or
probably Jingle Bells, honestly.
Yeah.
That's the one I know the most. So.
Are there any German Christmas carols that you can bring to the table?
That's what I was going to say, because you don't know this, but I've lived over there. I'm a military brat and everything like that. So it's very festive around the base and everything, around Christmas time and everything. But obviously, you being from Germany.
Right.
Give me the difference. Is there a difference to you between here or there?
I think, obviously, you know, the Christmas markets are a bit more popular in Germany,
right.
I would say, more present.
Right.
I'd say it's pretty similar. It's just about being together, kind of spending time together, the community. So it's pretty similar, I would say.
Good. I do. You hear a lot about the European Christmas markets. I'd like to go to one someday. A lot of my family is from Norway and Sweden, and they really like them over there too.
I love how you brought that in.
Oh yeah, we're gonna get the Scandinavian.
I love how you brought that part of it. The Scandinavian Andy part of
it. We're having a Scandinavian Christmas party in a couple weeks. You're coming, right?
Oh, you know it.
Yeah.
What's the Scandinavian Christmas party?
I'm gonna make Swedish meatballs, and we'll drink some glog. It's gonna be great.
As long as it's cold.
Yeah.
If the glog is cold, I'm
ahead. Well, it's warm. It's a warm drink.
Oh, okay.
It's a spiced wine.
Oh!
You could just have one. You just have one.
Well, you know me. Every time I come to your house, what I'm bringing. The Yeti cooler full of Bush.
Good. Fair enough.
Yeah, there we go.
Fair enough.
There we go.
All right. So our buddy Davion is here as well, and he wants to ask you some questions. Much better questions than we've asked, for sure. So the floor is yours, my friend.
All right.
Someone wanted to know, what time do you go to bed?
Ooh, what time do I go to bed? I would probably say any time between 10:30 and 11 on a good day, I would try to go to bed. 10:30, 11 p.m.
For me, it's probably more like 9:30 to 10:30, pretty early.
Oh, man, that's early.
What are you doing at 10:30? You playing the game?
No. My wife and I, we love watching shows, so we're probably just binge-watching our shows, and it's so hard, especially when you are into the show, and then right. you try to stop the show. It's like, right. okay, what's the perfect time to stop this show? You know, is it right after the conflict happens? Right. Is it right before? Do you want to save it for the next day? And other than that, you know, I'm a night owl, so okay. it's hard for me to go to sleep at an earlier time. So, like, 8 to 9:30 is like, crazy to me, just me personally. So I love going to bed at a later time just because I'm just such a night owl.
It's always so easy, too, if the other person is like, just one more. We'll just watch one more. And then you watch one more. Do they give you guys, like, hey, here's your optimal amount of sleep that you want? Because we always hear about the sports medicine people. And we always have some fun with it on the show. Is there like a, hey, this is the amount of sleep you need to be getting?
Yeah, I would say probably 8 hours. Anything 8 hours and above would probably be the optimal time.
8 hours?
Yeah.
Man, boy. Sounds great.
7 days.
I haven't had 8 hours. Sleep.
8 hours. That's just it's like it's too much sleep.
Yeah. I think it's perfect.
Yeah,
perfect.
Man. Yeah. I can sleep better.
You guys must not have kids.
Not yet.
8 hours of sleep is a myth in my house.
That is definitely. All right, David, what you got, baby?
Why y'all fell off so bad?
Why do we what?
Fall off so bad.
Fall off. In the context of football?
Yes.
Ooh, that's a good question, man.
Now, David, I want you to know, before you answer the question, like, everybody that's listening to us right now is giving you the biggest fist pump.
I don't care.
Everybody's loving it. Everybody's loving it.
No,
everybody's
no, like, loving
it. I don't really care.
Okay, fair enough.
Well, you should, David. You should, all right? You should.
Should I start?
Go ahead. You can answer it.
I think it's, especially, like, at this level, it's pretty easy and pretty hard to, like, win and lose games because every team is so good. So I think the term falling off might be a bit harsh in that context. You know, we're giving it all every single week, every single practice, but so are the other teams. So it's just always this constant, you know, details that matter at the end. So yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would just echo. We have a very great team with great talented guys, and I think that one of the things that we have to continue to grow in is coming together as a team and learning how to close football games. Mm-hmm. And I think that once we do that, then we're going to be in a very, very good position. But I can guarantee you from not just you, but for everyone listening, that there's no lack of confidence as far as what our goal is in the season, as far as coaches, as far as players. Like, there's no flinch in us. Obviously, this tough time's tough, and it sucks not just for the fans but ourselves. You know, we don't want to be in the position that we're in right now.
Right.
So we're working each and every day between coaches, between players to get it right. So and then we're going to the end, we will get it right. And whenever that looks like, to do what's necessary to be able to do our job, which is to win football games. So.
A couple of young members of the Falcons team, Nathan Carter and Lenny Craig, joining us here on the Midday Show, as well as our buddy Davion, who took the approach of you ask the softball question first, and then you hit them with the hard-hitting question second. It's like, it's the Barbara Walters method.
The Barbara Walters method.
Yeah, you get them comfortable, and then you ask them the hard one.
How has it been for you? Because you are very still young players in this league, and it's one of those things, the transition, you're married, so obviously the time not in the facility. How do you guys spend your time as far as when you're not doing your job?
Well, on my part, I think it's kind of balanced in between, you know, communication to like back home to Germany. That's usually like right after work, just, you know, getting some calls in with my parents, with my family. And I think it's tough to like actually find hobbies that kind of fit the lifestyle of being a player in the NFL. It can't be like too physically demanding. So yeah, I mean, you just do whatever works.
Tickets did you have to have for that game?
Oh yeah.
Oh, too many.
Yeah, that must have been crazy.
Yeah, no, that was a cool homecoming. But to come back to that question, just I'm a big fan of just watching TV shows. I like to cook, so kind of something that's quite peaceful. Just keeps the mind and body right.
Yeah, I echo that. You have to be able to find something that can kind of separate you from the game, you know. So when we're at work, it's 100% in the work, you know. And then when I come home, I'm 100% a husband, you know. So I try to separate and not bring the work life into my family life. Now, obviously, in a perfect world, that would happen. But there's some things that carry over as far as, like, watching film, making sure you're up on the plays and things like that. But just really trying to find that balance between how can I be 100% a NFL professional, and then when I come home, being able to separate that to spend time with my wife and kind of just to calm my mind down and let go of the game for a little bit. So having that balance, you know, gives me a lot of peace and just being able to know how I can operate in day to day. And, you know, just for me being a sponge, you know, there's so many older guys who've been in years for so [S2] Right. [S1] For such a long time. So I can be able to learn from those guys and kind of see what they do that's working well and what's not working well and kind of learn from those guys. So
Davion's going to ask him another one.
Who do you think should be traded off your team?
Trade deadline is passed.
It is passed. Man, I love each and every one of those guys on that team, man. And it would break my heart to see any of those guys leave. And in the midst of a business, you know, I understand that's a very likability. Those are things that I cannot control. I don't want to worry or be anxious about things that I can't control. Only focus on what I can control, which is being a great teammate, doing everything that I can in my ability to help this football team to win games on whatever role that is. So.
Yeah, I can only agree with Nate. I think he like put it into a very good sentence. We players, we can only kind of focus on our job, which is, you know, being a good teammate, being a good player, being coachable, and everything else that's kind of out of our control. It's nothing we can really speak on because we don't really know too much about it either.
Lenny Craig and Nathan Carter joining us from the Falcons as we broadcast live from Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. Our buddy Davion here as well with the hard-hitting questions.
Yes.
He's asking the stuff that
good
people
questions.
Want to know.
Yes.
Yeah, yes. Great questions.
Yes, they're loving you. You, you got any more over there,
Dave? Got a little bit more time.
You good? You got other questions.
You can ask any questions you want. I got to ask you a question. Are we allowed to ask some questions?
Sure. Yeah.
Man, what's your favorite thing about Christmas during this time of year?
Christmas spirit.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Christmas spirit.
Love you.
That's nice.
That's a great answer, my man. That is a great answer. But
what's your favorite way to spread Christmas spirit?
That's a good question.
Being with family.
There you
yeah,
go.
That's
yeah.
a great.
That's
one.
An awesome
that's
one right there, brother. Like that is that is an awesome.
I think
right
that's
there,
the
man.
Best thing you can do is spend time with your family right this time of year.
Yeah, that's. I mean, obviously, because you know, it's one of those things where. You always want to bring everybody together. And, like, again, we're so happy to be here with Davion. It was a pleasure of ours when they said we found it this morning when you get up that you're going to be on the show this morning. So I was like, okay, because last year we had a couple kids on, and it was great. Just, like, the support we were getting from our social media, people are loving you right now. We love this kid, Davion, and everything like that. So everything that you've done so far here in this little time that we've had, everybody's been in love with it. So, man, we appreciate you so much, my brother, man.
You had one more, Nathan, you wanted to throw out there? For Christmas spirit? Sorry, I thought you were flagging me down.
Oh,
I
no, I was waving to the
oh.
the lady.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, somebody's waving in.
All right, we'll do one more Christmas one. One more Christmas one, because we know, or we've heard that Davion loves Christmas movies. What's the best Christmas movie for you?
The Express Train.
Oh, Polar Express?
Yeah.
Man, when I tell you that I've watched that movie 50 times in the last 2 weeks, that's my kid's favorite movie right now. They absolutely love that movie.
So you said
it's very popular in my house.
Such a classic.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's good, man.
I never watched it.
Yeah, they take a magic train to the North Pole.
Uh-huh.
Tom Hanks is there.
Oh, man, I got it. If Tommy's in it, I got to watch it. I got to put that on the list. That's taking the place of like Friday After Next. That's my favorite Christmas movie.
Different vibes.
Yeah, that's my favorite Christmas movie.
Slightly different vibes.
So I got to take something out of the mix and then put, what's it called again?
Polar Express.
Yeah. Polar Express, here I come.
But then also you can go and like ride and act like they have Polar Expresses. Like in Blue Ridge, Georgia, they have a train. You can go ride it and you get like hot chocolate and all that. Santa's on there. Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah, man. They got the train where the family's going. We did that last year.
You did.
But they had the spiked apple cider. That was my thing.
Hey,
I just told them. I told her to make it
something
a double.
For everybody.
I told her to make it a double. Yeah, make it a double. Well, that was a good time on this thing.
You guys got favorite Christmas movies?
Home Alone.
Oh yeah,
Home Alone is by far will be my favorite one, Christmas movie of all time.
Yeah.
I don't think anything.
That's
beats
a great
Home Alone.
Answer.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers looking like an extra. Like you said, like he went through the, like he went back through the house.
Yeah, he looked like a wet bandit after the game on Sunday. Lenny,
I'm with Home Alone, honestly. Home Alone.
You can't go wrong.
You can't go wrong.
No, no, no. It, because it seems like, and it, maybe it's just me, there's always something that I always pick up new for some reason. Mm-hmm. So I was like, ah, didn't see that. Oh, didn't see that. But yes.
What do you think his parents did? That's a nice house.
Oh, his dad
and
was.
And to take 13 people to France for Christmas? Oh, like that's, oh,
I tell you, dad was in the mob.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, dad was. Kevin McAllister's dad was the lawyer for the mob.
That sounds
There's
right.
no way that they got that big old house with all them children.
That's a big house.
And all them children. And then, like you said, first class of Paris.
Yeah, we're going to Paris first class. Ain't no, everybody
ain't
for
that
Christmas?
Ain't that much software computer that is yeah, on this world, I agree. Man. Unless he did invented something.
Guys, thank you.
Appreciate
man.
Y'all,
thank
man.
You so yeah, much.
Appreciate God y'all blessed. So much for joining us, man. Stay blessed.
Nathan,
one more. Oh, we're going to break. What you got, Davion?
What's the excuse for losing y'all game?
Damn, Davion.
We kind of like got the Christmas spirit thing.
Christmas I mean, spirit. We just had this thing so just damn joyful. Yeah. And here you come okay. with the anvil. Okay. Kaboom.
All right.
I mean. Oh, there. That's the music. We got to go to break.
Yeah, we got
to go to break. We got to go to break.
Thank you, guys. Thank you,
Davion. Appreciate
Davion.
Y'all, man. Appreciate
that
you,
was genuinely incredibly fun.
Appreciate you, man.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Dianaroga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.